Inner messages. When we get a strong feeling that we should make a particular choice or pursue a particular direction, how can we know where the message is coming from? How can we know whether it is a genuine message from our heart or soul, or is just our mind or vital yet again trying to deceive and lead us astray? The mind and vital are extremely tricky and will do anything in their power to persuade us to take their side. They will even impersonate the heart, presenting their case in the guise of a high and selfless motive. We know that our body, vital, and mind are all limited in their perspective, bound as they are by desire, pride, insecurity, and ignorance. Following their urgings, we have surrendered our inner freedom in exchange for bewilderment, frustration, and unhappiness. We long to receive and heed the messages from our heart and soul. How are we able to discriminate? How can we know if a message or feeling is an effusion of the heart or an illusion cast by our mind or vital? The vital's promptings cause immediate excitement that goes up and then dies down, like a burst of fireworks. The mind's messages are characterized by self-righteousness, with an undertow of nagging self-doubt. Both appeal to our ego, to our sense of separativity parading as superiority or inferiority. They reduce us, whereas our heart and soul expand, illumine, and elevate us. Messages from our heart and soul open the floodgates to peace, joy, satisfaction, and certainty. As a counterfeit coin is exposed when held up to the light, so in our deep meditation, a message from our mind or vital will fade and disappear, while a message from our heart or soul will shine ever more brightly and beautifully.